Could you give us a brief overview of the research regarding early school leavers and registered training organisations?
This research, which was funded by the National Centre for Vocational Education Research and was led by the Brotherhood of St Lawrence in partnership with the University of Melbourne and Victoria University, looked at the role of private vocational providers for early school leavers. Of particular interest to us was how these private for-profit vet providers were catering to the diverse range of needs of early school leavers who are a particularly disadvantaged group.
And what were the findings exactly?
So what we found was that historically young people leaving school before completing high school have turned to the public TAFE sector or to adult community providers to undertake their first qualification and to help them get into the labour market. But since the introduction of the competitive market-based demand-led funding system that we now see, these for-profit vet providers are playing a much more significant role and enrolling much larger numbers of this disadvantaged cohort. And so private providers like TAFEs come in all shapes and sizes, but there has been some unfortunate demonising of the sector as a result of bad practices. So we were particularly interested in looking at what's going on inside these private providers for early school leavers. So we found three key things, really. We found that at the practice levels, so in the classrooms of these private providers, they were operating very much like classrooms in TAFE institutes. There were practitioners and trainers who identified amongst these early school leavers that they were having low literacy and numeracy and facing a real uphill battle getting into the labour market. However, unlike TAFE colleges and the larger public providers, private vet colleges do not have the inbuilt support strategies and support networks that are needed to support these at-risk learners. So these are things like mentoring, counselling, support with job hunting and the embedded literacy and numeracy support. So, and the third key finding was that the small size of a lot of these private providers made them more welcoming and supportive places for early school leavers and had a really close tie with industry and employers to support workplace exposure and workplace learning for some of these disadvantaged young learners.
Is there anything that the government can do to help this situation?
That's a really interesting question, and that was one of the things that we were looking at. What more can be done to support some of these private providers in the work they do with disadvantaged young people? So what we found was that governments and referral agencies that are working with early school leavers should regard these private vet providers as a key partner in collaborative and cross-sectoral approaches to supporting the educational pathways of these young people. We also saw a need for more incentives for employers to invest in and support the workplace training opportunities for these young people, and also a need to consider how these private for-profit vet providers can access some of the additional funding that's needed to provide that wraparound support for these early school leavers. They often come to vet with a host of personal well-being, health and social needs. Private providers haven't always had access to some of the additional services and support strategies that they can implement to support these young learners.
If nothing changes, what does the future look like for early school leavers and RTOs?
Well, I think one of the ongoing issues is that there's a reliance on low-level qualifications. So the sort of qualifications that a decade ago might have helped young people move into the labour market and get their first job, and currently without further wraparound support, further support strategies for these young people, they don't necessarily go on to complete higher level qualifications that will help them break into the labour market and get a job. So if there isn't more of that support, it looks like young people might not get that foothold and their first job as effectively as they could if we didn't move towards supporting them into higher level qualifications.
What options are available for early school leavers if they are struggling in an RTO?
Well, it really depends on the provider that they're with. There are some providers that, from our research, are really doing a fantastic job of identifying when early school leavers might be struggling, providing referral to outside agencies to support them and make sure they do complete. So for those early school leavers, they're in a really good position. For those early school leavers in RTOs that don't have that embedded support, it's often up to the young people themselves to go and find that support outside, and that can often be really hard if they don't have the knowledge of what support's out there, if they don't have access to family, friends or mentors to help them identify. And at worst case scenarios, they can often drop out before completing and then don't get a qualification and continue to struggle to get a job.
Have the numbers increased in the amount of early school leavers?
So while the number of early school leavers overall hasn't increased, the number of early school leavers turning to the private vet sector has increased significantly since 2009. And this is often seen as a result of the move to this very market-based competitive training market. So we've seen, particularly in Queensland, South Australia and Victoria, the number of early school leavers turning to private vet over public vet increased several times over in that short space of time.